Just as we have focused on the deity of Christ in this morning's lesson, I'd encourage us to reflect on how Jesus' deity and his incarnation as both fully God and fully man enabled him to be the perfect sacrifice for our sins and to restore us to a right relationship with God. In Isaiah 57:15, God says, "I dwell in a high and holy place, and also with the contrite and lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite." In Christ, we see the ultimate manifestation of how God dwells with the contrite and lowly of spirit to rescue sinners from death and to revive their hearts. God the Son humbled himself and took on humanity, enduring the hardships and temptations that we face in human life, but without sin. Colossians 2 verse 9 tells us that in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. And Hebrews 1 verses 2 through 3 teach us that God in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, through whom he made the world, and that this Son of God is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and he upholds all things by the word of his power. Because Jesus is God, because he is Yahweh, he is able to save forever those who will repent of their sins and place their faith in him. In Isaiah 43, verse 11, God says, "I, even I, am the Lord, and there is no Savior besides me. Therefore, only God himself can save sinners and grant them the forgiveness that they need." When Jesus told the paralyzed man in Matthew 9, Mark 2, and Luke 5 that his sins were forgiven, some of the scribes and Pharisees thought that Jesus was blaspheming, and they thought in their hearts, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus, however, showed his authority to forgive sins by healing the paralyzed man so that he picked up his pallet and went home. And just as he forgave the paralyzed man's sins and healed him of his physical condition, Jesus, through his atoning sacrifice on the cross for us, has redeemed us from sin and healed us of our spiritual death and alienation from God. And the fullness of his deity and his humanity enabled him to be our perfect Savior. As Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3, verses 13 through 15, "No one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes will in him have eternal life." The Israelites who were bitten by serpents during the wandering in the wilderness, and who looked at the bronze serpent in faith that God could heal them, were saved from physical death. And likewise, all those who will look to Christ for their salvation and put their trust in him will be rescued from spiritual death. And Christ was able to redeem us from sin through his death on the cross because he was God in the flesh, who humbled himself and suffered for the sins of the world. John 1, verses 4, 9, and 12 tell us that in him was life, and the life was the light of men, that he is the true light which coming into the world enlightens every man, and that as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. As the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus is able to save those who receive him, and he allows us to have a restored relationship with God. As John chapter 1, verses 17 through 18 tell us, "For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him." By becoming flesh and dwelling among us, God the Son enables us to come to the Father through him. For Jesus said in John 14, verse 9, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." And we can come to the Father through the Son because the Son, even though he was deity and was sinless, lived as a man and endured the suffering that we deserved for our sins. Ephesians 2, verses 5 and 12 tell us that before we came to Christ, we were dead in our transgressions, and we had no hope and were without God in the world. But as 1 Peter 2:24 and 2 Corinthians 5:21 teach us, Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, and God the Father made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Jesus was able to be the perfect sacrifice for us and is the perfect mediator for us because of how he humbled himself in submission to the Father's will. In Philippians 2, 6-8, we learn that Jesus, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Hebrews 5, 8-9 tells us that although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation. And Jesus is now our perfect mediator and high priest who is reigning from heaven. For as Hebrews 4:15 says, we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Because of what Jesus did for us, he can give us the living water springing up to eternal life that he spoke about with the Samaritan woman at the well. And as John 6:35 tells us, he is the bread of life, and he who comes to him will not hunger, and he who believes in him will never thirst. Because Jesus, being God, humbled himself to endure the sufferings that we deserved, and because he perfectly atoned for our sins on the cross and then rose from the dead, we can have eternal life through him. He is our mediator who can sympathize with our weaknesses, and when we look to him in faith like the Israelites looked at the bronze serpent, we can have the living water in us that will spring up to eternal life, and we can have the Holy Spirit indwelling our hearts. So let's be thankful to God for the life that Jesus gives us as we take the Lord's Supper and remember his sacrifice for us. Thank you.